What is up, everybody? We are back finally after about 2 weeks of no new episodes. You know, we had a lot going on the first week, second week. Old Gagey here had to leave the state for work. You know, he's a busy guy. But we're back. We're here to bring you, you know, kind of everything that has happened in the last 2 weeks. We're going to touch on a few things that we think are the most important. One, you know, the debates. Mainly the VP debate, because, you know, you could get more out of that than we did. We thought than the first one, because the first one was awful between President Trump and Joe Biden. We're going to talk about COVID. Not too much about it, but mainly Trump and COVID, right? Did he have it? Did he not have it? We're going to tell you what we thought there. Censorship. This is a big one right now. I mean, it's been a big thing for a while, but we're going to talk about it a little bit into depth because it has really affected Gage and I here at the AG Report. And then we're going to talk about, you know, just a kind of a few other things, 25th Amendment, you know, protests, stuff like that. So that being said, if you aren't following us on Instagram, make sure to go give us a follow to our new account, the AG Report 2.0. Why you ask? And that is because, well, this takes us into our first topic, censorship. Gage, we were banned on Instagram.
Well, we've been shadow banned on podcast platforms. We've been permanently banned off of Twitter.
Yes, I got an email today.
We got an email today saying we are permanently banned off of Twitter. Obviously, we can create another one with a different email address. But
I did, and I got banned off that one, too.
So, yeah, we're taken off of that. We redid a new Instagram account, like Alex said.
Which was too bad, because our Instagram was blowing up.
Yeah, we actually had a lot of interaction on our Instagram. I mean, we were pushing, you know, just over 600 followers, but we hadn't really pushed Instagram. And I mean, I think we grew from 150 followers to 600 in about a week.
Yeah.
Because we were really going out of our way to include everyone. So, censorship is probably the biggest thing that our world is dealing with, and they do not understand it, and they don't know it right now, folks.
No, for sure they don't.
See, this is my biggest concern, is we've got, like you said, the biggest, you know, election on the face of the planet coming up.
Yeah, no, for sure. Definitely, you know, the biggest one in the last 100 years.
Yep. It's going to completely change our world depending on the outcome, right? Or it could. And the problem I have is that I see a lot of people saying, you know, go do your research.
Right.
Go do your research on both political parties and figure out which one aligns with your beliefs and standards and, you know, vote for that person. The problem I have is that those people that are going to do their research are bombarded with the left media.
Well, and it's not even that. It's like, all right, so what are you going to do to go, like, do your research? You're going to go to Google, right? You're going to go into Google and you're going to type in a topic that you want. But how can you go to Google and type in the topic that you want when, let's say you type in
something
in Google, like the Second Amendment?
No, I'll tell you this. Go type in what has Donald Trump done for black Americans?
Right, and then all that comes up is, like, negative articles about Trump and the black community and stuff like that.
Yeah, and, I mean, if you look into it, I mean, there's only six main companies.
Right, yeah, something we've talked about before.
That own all of the media.
Right.
So this is a fact, folks, that 90% of your media is liberal owned.
Well, it's liberal owned, liberal money going into it.
I did a little digging when I had some time when I was down in Vegas this last week, and I mean, we're talking, I mean, I don't have them all off the top of my head, but I mean, the main six, I'll try and name them. I mean, you got GE.
Yep, Disney.
Disney, Viacom, something news. Crap.
What am we missing?
We're missing a lot. The people that own MSNBC.
Right, yeah.
And then, There's one other one that I'm missing. But the fact of the matter is, I went and did my digging, and there's really only one of them that is owned by the right. And that's obviously the ones that own Fox.
Right, right, right.
But still, there's some subsidiaries of this main group, and that's News Corp, that are still left
right
winged.
Right, right, right.
So
Comcast, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, which is actually AT&T.
Time Warner, okay.
And CBS.
Okay, okay, there you go, folks. So, if you go do your digging, look at who's, you know, where the CEOs stand and where they're donating their money.
Right.
It's all, they're all donating it to the left.
Oh, always.
So, I mean, think about it. If you go Google something, you have a 90% chance you're going to get something pop up that is anti-Trump,
yeah, for sure.
Pro-Biden. So, you know, I see all these people, make sure you do your research on both sides. And I'm like, okay, the problem is it's almost impossible to find stuff on the right side. You know, I had someone come up and tell me, they're like, well, you know, if it's not easy to find, then it's most likely not true. I'm just like, see, that's the problem.
And it doesn't mean it. Well, yeah, no, that is the problem. And when you have companies like Google, Facebook, Twitter, companies like them that are controlling what we can see, what we want to see, and what we can, what freedom of expression we can
that
post.
That is called socialism.
It's socialism, it's censorship, and I wouldn't even say socialism, it's communism. And the reason being, because there are socialist countries out there, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say, like, everyone likes to say Denmark is socialist, even though Denmark does not consider themselves socialist.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of social programs, more than we do. They are more socialist than the United States, I should say. But their media isn't ran by the state.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't say that our media is ran by the state, because it isn't ran by the government. But these tech companies and these media companies have gotten so much bigger than our government that they are their own government, and that they are single-handedly pushing the way the news and the freedom of our information into the direction they want it to go. They've put their own political bias into their companies and are controlling what we see and not see. And if you can't see that and look at what Nazi Germany did, they did the exact same thing. Joseph Goebbels, he was the head of propaganda in Germany, right? He was in charge of propagandizing everybody. He was in charge of the education system there. He was the reason they were burning books. There is nothing different than them burning articles, hypothetically speaking, burning articles and deleting articles and stating stuff is false, right? They're doing their own fact-checking and saying stuff is false, then there's nothing different than Nazi Germany burning books. So you can't see it. Now, I will say there's a lot of false shit that gets put out on Facebook, and people eat that shit up.
Yeah.
But with that being said, I don't think a private company that has an obvious political bias should be the one to determine what is true and false. Because, like, they're censoring the President of the United States. So if they're willing to censor the President of the United States, they'll censor anybody.
They censored the president's son saying that pedophilia is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what is wrong with that. See, this is what I've got a problem with, is that a lot of these people need to wake up.
Yeah, for sure.
Is they have no idea what the media has done to them.
No.
They have no idea. They think it's impossible that the government and that the media is all for censoring Trump.
Right.
All for censoring the right side.
Correct.
They all think, no. Joe Biden is trying to keep us together.
Right.
He's trying not to divide us. I've been watching a lot of people on social media ask each other, why are you voting for Trump? Why are you voting for Biden? The common thing I see about why someone's voting for Joe Biden is because they're saying that I think Joe Biden is going to keep us united. You know, I think that Trump has kept us, has divided us, and I think Joe Biden is going to build us together and unite this country because, you know, we have systemic racism. We have, you know, gays that are being, you know, discriminated against, and Joe Biden is going to bring everyone together. Joe Biden is going to do so much great for this country. I'm like, well, he's made these same promises for how many years?
No, I had this conversation with somebody yesterday, actually. I asked him, I said, they kept saying, Trump's just an awful person. Trump is just an awful person. And I said, okay, I'm not saying he's a good guy. You know, he said, grab him by the pussy. Do I agree with that? No, of course not.
No.
That's disgusting behavior. But we knew exactly the type of person we were getting when we elected him in 2016. So what makes you think that we're going to be like, oh, yeah, he's such a bad guy in 2020? So and then I say to him, that's exactly, we know. We know he's not a very good person, maybe morally. He probably isn't, which is fine. We didn't elect him because of his own personal morals. We elected him because he said, hey, I'm going to lower your taxes. I'm going to stop the mass illegal immigration that we're having coming into this country. I'm going to bring jobs back to this country because the last 8 years, they have failed you. And they took jobs out of this country that they said would never come back. Obama said you would have to have a magic wand for these jobs to come back, right? Those are the reasons we elected Trump, because he told us that's what he was going to do. As far as Hillary Clinton in 2016, she didn't give us any policies. That's what nobody realized. She gave us zero policy of what she was going to do to fix America. All it was is Donald Trump doesn't have the temperament to be president of the United States. Donald Trump can't do this. Donald Trump can't do that. You're seeing the same thing happen now. Joe Biden has not come up with anything of what he's going to do to make the country better. Matter of fact,
dude, he's going to build it back better.
Matter of fact, he has gone out of his way to make sure he doesn't tell us what he's going to do. He has told us, elect me and you'll find out. No, Mr. Biden, that's not how this works. You tell us what you're going to do, and if we like what you say, we're going to vote for you. But all this is, all the people that are voting for him, they're voting for him because it's not Trump, right? Which a lot of people didn't vote for Hillary because they didn't want her, because they knew how corrupt she was. So they voted for Trump because it wasn't Hillary. Now, I was having a conversation with somebody, and they said, you know, Joe Biden just seems like a nice guy. He's got better values.
Okay.
And I said, what is your definition of nice? And they said, well, for one, he doesn't prey down on marginalized people. And I said, explain to me. And they said, well, he respects minorities and the marginalized people more than Trump does. I said, what's your definition of respect? I said, have you ever heard of the 1994 crime bill? Because I'll bet you everybody that's been affected by that wouldn't agree that he respects marginalized people or minorities. And she goes, well, what does that have to do with anything? I said, well, do you think there's a policing problem in America right now? I already knew the answer. Yeah, of course there is. And I said, well, why is there a policing problem in this country right now? And she says, well, because cops are on, you know, they think they're invincible. I said, no, it's because politicians like Joe Biden, because he did write the law, wrote a law and changed policing to the way that it's policed now. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, the 1994 crime bill, it was the law and order era. We were going to step down. We were going to put our foot down and say no more. Matter of fact, I said, you ever heard of the word predators? She goes, well, what do you mean? I said, how about super predators? She goes, yeah, I've heard that. I said, that was Joe Biden calling black people super predators for using drugs in their inner cities. I said, so the 1994 bill, because of him, is the reason we have policing problems now. She goes, oh, I don't know if there's any evidence to that. I said, all the evidence points to that. because that's when our policing changed. So people have this idea in their mind that Joe Biden is morally a good person, right? And I said, well, what makes him morally a good person? 47 years in public office, 47 years, more than half his life in public office, and he has provided nothing. 47 years, but now he has the answers? Now he does. Mm-hmm. Got it. And they said, well, it was a different time back then. I said, so? I said, that's when you step up and you're different and you make the changes you need to make. I said, imagine if Martin Luther King was just like, it's a different time back then. So I'm not going to raise my voice and tell people to stop lynching my people because it was a different time back then.
Yeah.
No, Joe Biden just went with the flow. Joe Biden will continue to go with the flow because he doesn't have any solutions. He will be the most underqualified, I think. Not underqualified, undereducated president this country has ever elected. The man is stupid. He's not smart. I'm not knocking him for his stutter. He has a stutter, which is fine. It's a disability. But he is not smart. He has no idea. And I think he has a mental decline in his... in his mental state of ability right now. I truly think he has sundowners. Do you know what that is?
You briefly explained it before.
Yeah, so sundowners is pretty much when the sun goes down, they start to get confused of what's going on. It like knocks their equilibrium off. My grandpa has it bad. Whenever I go and take care of him every Saturday night, and I'll get there about 5 o'clock and it's still sunny outside and he's really good. He can have a conversation. But as soon as that sun goes down, he can't put a sentence together. He doesn't know where he's at. He doesn't know this is the house that he's lived in for 60 years. It is crazy. It's the night and day difference, literally. And it's one of the saddest things, you know, you could ever see, because it just confuses him so much. And it's a legitimate medical diagnosis that people give. I literally think that's what he has, and that's why you never see Joe Biden talking at night. He's always outside, and that's why also I think they're afraid for him to debate. But I don't know how we got on this rant about Joe Biden. Can't stand the son of a bitch. But censorship it continues to that, though. Like, if we want to go find anything positive about Donald Trump, you have to go straight to Donald Trump's website.
You know, but that's the thing is, you know, you posted something on our Instagram today.
Uh-oh.
Which really was just like, it should open the eyes of people. It's just like, if you look at it, you don't see a lot of, yeah, you know, articles saying, hey, this is what Joe Biden's going to do. This is what he's going to do to make the country better. This is why you should elect Joe Biden.
Right.
Instead, it is, this is why you shouldn't vote for Trump. This is why Trump is a bad person. This is what Trump is going to do if he's reelected. This, you know, it's all anti-Trump stuff.
Yeah, no, there's
nothing. Instead of saying
pro-Biden.
Yeah, instead of saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to make it better. We've got, you know, a list of all these policies and new things we're going to change. It's like, no.
Well, the other thing that cracks me up is, like, Facebook, for example. The sons of bitches that banned us from Instagram because they own Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. They are on their high horse of fact-checking posts and stuff like that, saying some of this would be false. I have seen so many posts going around from the VP debate, and Kamala Harris hitting Pence with a one-liner about Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And that how Abraham Lincoln waited until after the election to
confirm a nominee.
Yep. You know that's not true, right?
Oh, I saw that it was not true after the debate when I saw it on Facebook. It said, yeah, Kamala Harris is just spewing false facts. Yeah, no,
that's not true at all.
No.
He didn't immediately confirm them. 12 days it took him to confirm them. 12 days.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a good segue into this debate.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on the debates? Mainly, I guess, the VP debate, because we both know that the first debate was just a...
Yeah, the first debate was just a joke. But as far as the VP debate, I mean, I was only able to watch the last hour. I don't know how long it was.
About an hour and a half.
Yeah. Because I was obviously in Vegas. But, I mean, I honestly think that Mike Pence did a really good job.
Yeah, no, I did too, for sure. I thought he did good. I think I think they both danced around a lot of questions, but mainly because they had to. Oh, I think because Pence had to.
Yeah.
But I think she danced around questions, one for the main reason being she didn't know how to answer it.
Yeah. Like, the two I noticed that she danced around was she wouldn't answer about the Green New Deal.
Which co-wrote.
Yeah, which is in, it's in the campaign website. Well, I mean, I said that on her old Instagram page. I called that out ASAP.
Well, and not even that. That's the thing that drives me crazy about Biden and Harris. They say they don't support the Green New Deal. She was the co-author of the bill in the Senate. She wrote the bill. She designed the Green New Deal. Her and AOC.
Well, the thing is anyone that has any sort of logic, I mean, you look at it and it's like, why are they dancing around these questions? Why won't they just give you a straight up answer?
No, and they don't.
And it's like, why are they lying about their own policies?
Right.
Right. And then you look at it, the other one she danced around, which is still thrown up in the air, is packing the court.
And abortion.
No one, yeah, and abortion.
He danced around that question too, but I will give him support because he said, I am pro-life and I will not apologize for that.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, they danced around a lot of questions. But I just think he outclassed her in the fact that he came way more prepared. He was ready for the debate. She was not.
He had articles ready. He had it ready. He said, this is where you're going to find this information. You know, right? You know, and he had it all ready, prepared, like you said. And Kamala Harris she almost looked like a high schooler that straight up didn't know what she's doing.
Right.
She looked like she was in an article. She was, you know, some popular gal in high school that was getting debated and she was losing the argument. So she was kind of throwing a fit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I have a lot to say about Kamala, actually. Should we go into that? Or let's take a break real quick.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's hear from our great sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Okay. Thank you for listening to that wonderful ad.
Yeah. Anchor. So before we left, we were what were we talking about?
Alex is going to go
all the debate
in on Kamala Harris.
So, I mean, there's a few things that, I mean, I guess this could take us into a segue into our next topic that we're going to talk about, and that's the 25th Amendment. But with that being said, Kamala Harris, I think, is what scares me the most from the Biden-Harris ticket. And the reason she does is she is just an incredibly dishonest person. She will say whatever it is to get elected. She lies through her teeth. And then if you call her out on it, she will just call you a racist. There's nothing about her that is honest. I think she thinks she's smarter than she really is. And I think the number one thing that scares me about her the most is her absolute willingness to disregard her past. She acts like her past was so perfect. But in all reality, her past is actually awful. 1,500 minorities she locked up for minor drug offenses, and then for marijuana, really. And then laughed about it when she was asked if she's ever smoked weed and says yes. She withheld evidence of a man who was on death row And she blocked evidence, which would have freed the guy on death row until she was forced to. There are so many other things that she has done. But I think that's the big thing, is we got to look at her record and look at what she has done to really ruin lives of people. But also her, not only her record, but we need to look at her ideas for the country. Like I said earlier, Green New Deal, they say they don't support it. But if you go to Senate.gov, her name is at the top of the Senate version of the Green New Deal bill. She literally wrote the frickin' bill, so of course she believes in it. Not to mention that it's on the Biden website. She refused to answer the question. She also said on live TV that Joe Biden and her will not ban fracking, which we know isn't true because she's on camera multiple times saying that they will ban fracking day one. Which actually, when I will say though, I was reading a lot of like people's takes on that when she said Joe Biden is not against fracking, that Joe Biden will not ban fracking. There are literally people, like leftists, they're out there saying, well, why is she saying this? Because we thought they were going to ban fracking. We want them to ban fracking. We need them to ban fracking. And then they said, oh, no, we're not going to. So it's like they lost a lot. I think they're losing some supporters there. And that's like their extreme far left. So like when Trump was talking at the debate saying, uh-oh, Joe, you just lost the radical left. You just lost the radical left. I think that's the kind of stuff he was talking about. But I think the biggest thing for me was her prosecution of David Dalidian. Do you know who that is?
No.
It was the first and only case in California where a journalist was charged for violating state law for secretly recording people without their permission.
I do know who this is because I posted a video about it on her Instagram page. I don't know if it's still on there. It might have been on her band page.
So, yeah. So she was, this is the only time this has ever happened. Journalists constantly secretly record stuff happening and they are considered whistleblowers, right? This man is the only one in California history to ever be prosecuted. And is what did he do? He was a whistleblower of Planned Parenthood. He exposed Planned Parenthood and how they were selling baby parts and laughing about it from abortions. And this bitch, Kamala Harris, excuse my French, had the audacity to protect Planned Parenthood and prosecute this journalist for being the hero that we needed to know how bad Planned Parenthood really is. And I know there's probably people out there that may support some form of abortion. They may support Planned Parenthood. I do agree. Planned Parenthood offers some good things for women. Mammograms, pap smears, whatever. But guess what? They don't need federal funding to make that happen. Planned Parenthood, people have ran the numbers. Planned Parenthood is about, I can't remember, I think it was like $1 billion a year business. Half of that money comes from the federal government. Half comes from private donors. Majority of their business, even though they say it's only 3%, majority of their business are abortions. So I think America and the taxpayer and the federal government, if we defunded Planned Parenthood, they would be just fine still offering pap smears, mammograms, whatever they needed for women. And like I said, Kamala Harris, the only journalist in the history of journalism and whistleblowing in the state of California in the two-party consent law to recording people, she had the audacity to charge this man. And this dude is still trapped in her persecution. He is still facing the repercussions of it.
Go look at it. It's on our Instagram, AG Report 2.0.
Yes.
About 5 days ago.
She's an awful, awful, awful human being. She believes in late-term abortions, meaning you just became an uncle just like I did.
Yep.
We both just became uncles. My nephew is now 5 months old. Your niece is what?
2 months as of yesterday.
Okay. So think about that. So 2 months, when was your niece born?
August 11th.
August 11th. So think, Kamala Harris believes it's okay August 11th in the morning before your niece was born, that if your sister did not want to have that baby, your sister shouldn't have had to have that baby, and they would have... The way the late, what a lot of people don't know, the way late term abortions work, they're very rare, I will give that, but they believe that they should be allowed, is they will actually deliver the baby and then take the baby off and make them comfortable and figure out what they're going to do that, like there. That's how late term abortion, and they believe that all the way up into to the day that they're born.
Yeah, that's what my dad said. The first time we got to, you know, see her, my dad goes, could you honestly believe that there are people that just before this baby was born would say, you know what, it's okay. It's okay for this baby not to live.
Yeah, no, and there for sure is. And Kamala Harris is one of those people that believes that. I truly don't think Joe Biden is one of those people that believes that. I think he falls on the abortion side, pro-choice, just strictly to gain votes. But I think deep down, I don't think he probably supports it because he is a very Catholic person. He's very, very, very Catholic. So I think his personal view, if you were to ask him behind closed doors where nobody was listening, he would probably tell you he was against abortion. But he'll never say that out in public because he'd lose 99.9% of his followers.
Yeah.
But Kamala, I don't think people are realizing how scary a Biden-Harris ticket is, strictly because she's on this ticket. And that actually kind of takes me into our next segue, and that's the 25th Amendment. You've probably seen it lately. Crazy Nancy, right? She is saying Trump isn't fit and isn't well to be president, and that Congress is going to look at the possibility of invoking the 25th Amendment. Do you know what that means?
No. Teach us.
Okay. So the 25th Amendment, very easily, the Section 1 of the 25th Amendment, in case of the removal of the president from office or his death or resignation, the vice president shall become president. That's an easier way. And then Section 2 is whenever there is a vacancy in the office of the vice president, the president shall nominate a vice president who shall take office upon confirmation by a majority vote of both House and Congress.
Well, see, this was a thing that I was reading up on, and I was asking the question, do we think it's to get Trump out of office, right? To get him, because that just throws Mike Pence in there.
Right.
Right? Or is she really messing with the 25th Amendment so that if Crazy Joe gets elected, then
can invoke it on him?
Exactly.
No, I agree.
And that's been our biggest thing. I mean, we've been saying that along, is that they will say that Joe Biden is unfit to run this country and Kamala Harris will be
I think Democrats know Joe Biden is unfit to run this country. And I've been saying it forever. The only reason Joe Biden is the nominee is because Joe Biden can grab those moderate and independent and more moderate-leaning Republicans. He can bring them over to their side to try and get those votes. Bernie Sanders wouldn't be able to do that. Elizabeth Warren wouldn't have been able to do that. Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, none of them will. They're too progressive. But Joe Biden was that middle-of-the-road guy that they could get those votes. But I do. That has been my question. I keep saying to myself, I'm like, how can she literally go up there and she can't carry on a conversation worth shit? But she says Trump isn't fit. He isn't healthy. He isn't good. He isn't in a good enough mental or physical shape to be president of the United States. I have never seen a 75-year-old person, besides maybe one other person, that is has as much energy as that man. If I didn't know Trump was very against drugs and drinking, I think the dude does cocaine.
Okay.
Because the dude has so much energy.
Yeah.
He does. But I know he doesn't because he lost his brother to alcoholism, and he hasn't touched it. So I think it's absolutely asinine for her to think that Trump is incapable or sick or whatever. So I do. I think she's setting it up for the possibility of Joe Biden getting removed. Now, what a lot of people don't understand is how this works. So let's say they invoke the 25th Amendment on the President of the United States.
Okay.
President is removed from office, right? Vice President becomes President immediately. And then I think they have 14 days. I don't know exactly. I can't remember how many days. The new President, so Kamala in this, let's just talk now. Let's say they invoke the 25th on Trump. Trump gets removed from office. Pence becomes President. Pence has so many days to nominate a vice president.
Okay.
But that nominee has to be confirmed by a majority vote of both the House, of both houses of Congress. So the Senate and the House of Representatives. They both have to have a majority to confirm the vice president. So Pence, let's say Pence does become president. He has to choose somebody who becomes vice president.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way the House is going to say, yeah, let's put Ted Cruz in there as VP.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Uh-huh.
Because the Democrats run the House. So if the Democrats or if the House of Congress does not elect or does not confirm somebody, it goes to the pro tempore, which is the Speaker of the House, which would mean Crazy Nancy would become the Vice President of the United States.
Perfect.
So, I think that is where they're leading, is Biden happens to win. They kick his ass out. Kamala, the very progressive looking person, will become president. They will not, because the Republicans, if they continue the House, are not going to elect somebody. So Crazy Nancy will become your vice president, and it will be a Harris-Pelosi administration.
Came over.
It's over.
Yeah.
They're going to pack the court. They are going to trample every single right that we nearly and dearly hold on to in our Constitution. They will ruin this country. And that's what I'm afraid of. And that's why I think this election is the most important election in the modern era of this country. If we allow 4 years of a Harris or Biden-Harris presidency, I don't think there's any going back. There's no way of saving America.
No.
And I can't remember who, I think Abraham Lincoln said it. He said, he has a great quote. There's a quote out there. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Pretty much saying that America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we lose our freedoms, it will be destroyed because we have destroyed ourselves from within. And every time I read that quote, I see it as, I mean, it's incredibly true. There's no outside force that is going to mess with America. We can kick anybody's ass. But the only people or organization or political view that can destroy America is the Democratic Party. And liberalism and progressivism, socialism. That is how we will destroy our country, by allowing people like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi run this country. So, with that being said, go out and vote and make sure these assholes do not become president, vice president, whatever. Lastly, I think we need to talk about this because it talks about has to do with the 25th Amendment. Our president contracted COVID.
Yeah, he did, along with every other Republican.
What are your thoughts about this? Because I know you got some strong views on here. You were texting me back and forth, calling me a dumbass.
I honestly thought that somehow, some way, someone gave it to all these people.
So you think it was an attack on the White House and the Trump administration?
I think, yeah. And I think, I don't know, you know, I look at it because I'm just like, they all coincidentally got it at the exact same time.
Okay.
And I'm trying to understand. I'm like, okay, what are the chances of this? Okay. I was like, they're all, I mean, Donald Trump's the most protected human being on the planet.
Right.
Yeah, sure, he doesn't wear his mask, but still, I mean, you watch videos, he doesn't let anyone get within 10 feet of him.
Right.
So it's like, all right, something had to happen to where all of them got it. Sure, speculation, conspiracy, whatever you want to call it. All right. And I look at it, I'm like, okay, you know, someone plants COVID somewhere, you know, so all these guys can get it. You know, all these Republican senators, his, you know, press secretary, who else got it? I mean, just more of the White House admin got it.
Hope Hicks, the press secretary, like you said, a lot of Republican senators.
Yeah, so my thought was, they're trying, you know, whoever did this, which would be the guess, would be the left, is that they wanted to show the world that the right is not careful and they don't care about everyone's lives. They don't care about COVID. You know, they would rather just keep the economy booming and not worry about people that are dying and contracting COVID.
Right.
That was my biggest thing, is that is possibly, you know, why they did that. The other thing I could see is maybe, just maybe, for whatever reason, they're hoping that it killed them off, you know, or to the point where they could say, you know, like we were talking, Donald Trump is unfit to be our president. And, you know, you had everything going on, you know, you got everything going on with the election, you know, the confirmation of the new Supreme Court justice. It's just like so much going on. It's like, if you can take out some of these big players and, you know, keep them, force them to be quarantined or whatever, it's just like you can make some, you know, abnormal decisions because of the, you know, because of the coronavirus.
So what do you say to the people that say he contracted it due to carelessness of the White House staff and the people around him, meaning the confirmation hearing or the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett in the Rose Garden that they had. They had a big event. Nobody was really wearing masks. People were hugging on each other, kissing each other. What do you say to the people that say, well, they weren't taking this thing seriously, they're out here hugging, kissing on people, that's why he got it?
Yeah, and that's the thing, is I honestly didn't see that.
Right.
Until you mentioned that, and I was like, okay, well, you know, that could help. If one of them got it, then they all just got it, right? The thing is,
I think they said 12 people.
Here's the thing. Here's
around
the thing.
Him contracted it. All 12 of those people were at that nomination.
Yeah, and that's why I gotta say, is those guys are regularly tested.
Well, the president is, and the people around the president, but the senators and that aren't as tested as we think. So it could have came from a senator.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's
all it takes is give it to one person and he can go boom, 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 boom.
My thing is
And I don't care about masks. I do not care. Because, I mean, I had this conversation today because some health department shit came in and was like, you're supposed to have a mask required sign on your door or whatever, just kind of whatever. And she was wearing a mask and made everyone wear masks, okay? I'm like, okay, I will not trust masks just because everyone's been so back and forth about it. I mean, we've been over this. I mean, Dr. Fauci couldn't decide. The Surgeon General couldn't decide. It's just like, no one knows if they work, right? You see places where they do, you know, they show reducing cases. But then you also see people that, you know, that confirm they're wearing their masks all the time and they still contract it. You know, it's just like, there's a study someone was telling me about today that, you know, 70%, I'm not going to even say what the article is because I don't know it and I'm not going to, you know, support out just random opinions. But, like, I don't know. You can say what you want about that. I think saying that, you know, there's an attack on the White House with coronavirus, I mean, that's a bit far-fetched, probably. But I think someone was intentionally given it to kind of spread it to show the world that, hey, look, the Republican Party is careless. They do not care about COVID.
Here's what I think. I think, honestly, somebody from the media had it, knew they had it, and went to that confirmation or that nomination knowing they had it. And I mean, all it takes is them coughing onto one person, and then that one person goes and hugs and kisses. So I think they knew. Now, I think one of the people in the media, or even just the other guests that weren't really supposed to be there, like Amy Coney Barrett had professors from Notre Dame that she went to school with were there and stuff like that, like people close to her. I think, but though, it could have came from somebody with the media, them knowingly knew that there was going to be a lot of Republicans there and that a lot of Republicans aren't taking it as serious as maybe they should.
Yeah.
And went there with it, which it just spreads like we know it can.
Yeah.
And that's how he ended up getting it.
Yeah.
I also would not be surprised, though, if he didn't even have it at all.
Well, that's what a lot of people have been saying is, you know, he hasn't been, you know, as they faked it. It's for sympathy reasons. But I'm sorry, but Donald Trump is way too egotistical to say, hey, I have COVID for sympathy. He's not going to do that.
Well, I don't even know if it's for sympathy. I think it might have been for a much larger...
Like what? Why would Donald Trump fake that he's got coronavirus? Because if anything, he's going to know that that's going to hurt him because people are going to be like, oh, he's careless.
I think it's a possibility he did it because he knew something was going to either go on or something happened, or he knows something's coming up and it's going to play into his hand. Meaning indictments coming or somebody else contracting COVID, like Biden.
Yeah.
Contracting COVID and Biden not doing so well of it because he's old and he's decrepit and he's... Meaning, Trump beat it in 3 days, four days.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's tested negative the last couple days.
He's saying, look, I'm so healthy. I'm so good. Like, I'm so healthy. I'm so fit to be president. I beat COVID in 3 days. And then Joe Biden gets it and it kicks his ass for 2 weeks. Maybe kills him, whatever, he can say, look, I am fit to be president. I think there might be some play there. Because I don't think him getting COVID really hurt him. I mean, the left
was making fun of him. I don't think that Donald Trump getting COVID was a big deal, but I think the big deal was that all those Republicans did.
No, I think so too. But I mean... They did make it when I texted my buddy that lives up in Washington State and I asked him what he thought about it. Like the day that it came out and said Trump had COVID and he was headed to Walter Reed, I sent him a text and he's not a Trump supporter at all.
Okay.
I sent him a text. I'm like, man, they're going to kill this son of a bitch. He goes, man, it drives me absolutely crazy that the media is even making this into a story.
Really?
He says, the president of the United States has the best healthcare and the best doctors around him. This is a non-story. He'll be back in the White House in 5 to 7 days.
Yeah.
He was right. It was four.
Yeah.
So, I think they were trying, they were hoping that it was going to be bigger than it really was. I think there was a lot of people hoping that it was going to kill him.
There's people wishing death upon him. Oh, yeah,
for sure. That's just that tolerant left for it. But I do. I think people thought it was legitimately going to kill him because they thought he was a lot less healthy than he really is.
Yeah.
And I mean, homeboy Trump, he kicked that shit's ass. Now, I think what we need to do, he did say it tonight at his rally, I saw it, that whatever the hell they gave him, that needs to be on every patient that has it.
Well, that was the first thing that I said to you.
Right.
I was like, why isn't that available for everyone?
No,
like,
for sure.
Well, it's like, if Donald Trump, a 75-year-old man, overweight,
eats McDonald's almost every day,
can get over coronavirus in 3-4 days because of the treatment he got, we don't need to wait on a vaccine.
No, people should be taking the same
thing
he
said. It's like the cocktail of drugs that he got should be given to every individual
for sure
that contracts COVID. You know, I don't care if he's the president of the United States. I don't care if you're a homeless man that got COVID-19. Everyone deserves to get that same treatment.
For sure. Well, and I thought it was because they bumped him full of steroids. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, God. You just gave one of the most egotistical men steroids. Here we go.
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting. No, I think it played into his hand. I think it's going to play into his hand in the next few weeks to the election. How many days do we have? How many days to the election?
Probably, what, 25, 28? Somewhere there. That's my guess.
21 days.
21. Oh, wow.
Oh, 21 off. Days.
Oh, I guess.
1 hour, 45 minutes, 51 seconds.
There you go, folks.
So 21 days, people, we have really for the rest of our lives. Honest to God.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're a Biden supporter, you know, I would love for you to DM us on Instagram and tell us why you're supporting Joe Biden.
Yeah.
If you're a Trump supporter, you know, I put this out there the other day. Give me one reason you pick a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
What is yours? When you go and look for a candidate, what is at the number one top of your list, Gage, for that you want to see in a candidate?
I mean, I'm going to go... I mean, it's going to be two things.
One thing. You can only choose one thing.
Oh, screw that, man.
You have to. If you could only vote on a single issue,
I'd have to go pro-life.
Bet. That's mine.
You
know,
I'll tell you what the other thing is Second Amendment.
Yeah, for sure. But
those two are very, very important.
Those are my number one, for sure. Number one, boom. Pro-life. That's 1A, 1B, Second Amendment. So they're both right there.
Yeah, that's how I am.
A lot of people ask me, you know, why are you so pro-life? You're a man. You should have no say in that. I have a couple reasons why I say this. One reason, too, when people tell me I'm a man and I have no say, like, well, it took some sort of male.
Yeah.
To create that baby.
Yes.
So that baby is 50% mine.
Yes.
It is. It has 50% of my DNA, you like it or not. That's why I think men should have a say. I think it's the dumbest thing ever when people say, you know, oh, you're not this, so you don't have a say. It's like when people are like, oh, well, you're not black, so you can't make policies for black people.
You're not a cop.
You're not a cop. Yeah, right. So you're not a cop. So you can't tell what cops can and can't do. It's just stupid. Could you imagine if we used that logic, like for real, back in the 60s, when we were saying, hey, this segregation is bullshit. Black people are humans. We should treat them like humans. Can we imagine if we used that attitude? It's like, you're not black, so... You can't make laws for black people. you're a male, so you can't save the unborn child of your own unborn child. And I have another reason, obviously, for this. I mean, the main thing is I myself would love to have kids. Unfortunately, I cannot have kids naturally like I would like due to a genetic disease that I have. And so when I see people using abortions as a form of birth control and they're killing kids while I'm over here spending thousands and tens of thousands of dollars
wow.
for just to try and have a kid, and people are aborting them for $500, it just really irks my gear. So that's when I go and look at people who I want to vote for. I'm like, well, who are people that are going to save the lives of the unborn? They've got my vote. I love guns. I love guns, you know, and I think the Second Amendment is the most important amendment. Without the Second Amendment, you don't have any of the other amendments. You have no way to protect your First Amendment, your Fourth Amendment, and so on. With that being said, I would give up every single one of my guns in here that I have in my house to save the life of every unborn child. That's how important that issue is for me. So that's where I go to vote. And I challenge every single one of you to, because there's things I don't agree with the right, with probably with yourself too, you know. There's things that the Republican Party and conservatives, I'm like, it doesn't affect you. Why do you care? Gay marriage is one of them. Marijuana is one of them. So I don't agree with everything that the right does, and we don't have to. That's the beauty of having your own opinion. But I challenge you to find one thing that is the most dearest an important thing to you, and look at the candidates of your local elections, your governor, your House of Representatives in your local state, of the House of Representatives and the Congress of the United States and the president, and go out and vote for them. Because in 21 days, your vote is going to matter. And in 21 days, your vote could possibly change the way that America as we know it goes on. Y'all know who I'm going to be voting for. I think you should know. Yeah. I think you know who Gage is voting for. But make your own decision. Go out there. Try and navigate through all the fake news and the censorship that we talked about today. Find who you like as a candidate. More, like I said, this election is much bigger than the presidency. Way bigger than just the presidency. A lot of things up for vote. A lot of important senators and House seats in very battleground states too. So get out there, vote. Anybody in North Carolina in the district of Madison Cawthorn, I advise you to go vote for that homie, because I'm a big fan of him. Have you seen him?
No.
He's about to be elected the youngest member of Congress ever.
Bet.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was the youngest. She was 29.
Uh-huh.
Homeboy's got her by 4 years. He just barely turned 25.
Bet.
He just barely, you have to be 25 to run.
Okay.
Boom. Barely hit it in August. August 1st was his birthday.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's younger. Well, he's 13 days older than I am.
Wow.
That's me, man, out there. And he's in a wheelchair. He was actually going to go to the Naval Academy. He was going to be a Navy SEAL. Got approved to go to the Naval Academy. I think it was like a week before. Got hit head on in his car, paralyzed him from waist down.
Wow.
He's dope, dude. He's smart, and he's kind of like you and I. Like, he's conservative on things, but he's also like, yo, like, you old sons of bitches just need to go, because the new generation's here. But yeah, go out and vote. And then Gage, tell these people to get our merch.
Get our merch, folks.
Go check out our merch.
Link in the bio and our Instagram. Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Our new Instagram.
Our new Instagram, AG Report 2.0.
Why do you think we got banned?
We got banned because we had hashtags that revolved around the conspiracy theory of QAnon. That is why we got banned.
Well, we think.
No, I'm almost positive that's what it is, because that's, you know, the same day article comes out that Facebook bans all things.
Right.
So that's why we think we got banned. We didn't really post about it. We just had hashtags about it. You know, we support a few of the things that, you know, that group, you know, does. So that's kind of why we, you know, had those hashtags, and, you know, where we go one, we go all. So that's why we got banned. But, you know, yeah, go buy the merch and, you know, share all of our shit on Instagram.
Yes, go follow us on Instagram. Please, you know, we're
getting a lot of interaction there. Yeah, you know,
we really appreciate it.
It's awesome seeing, you know, when a post is sent to 50 other people. I mean, obviously that's a small scale, but I mean, baby steps, right? So with that, I think we're gonna wrap it up for the night. Hopefully we'll be a little bit more consistent, you know, instead of every, you know, two, 3 weeks, you know, we're able to get there once a week or every other week. So, but with that, we will.
And if you want to come on the podcast, send us an email or send us a message.
Yeah.
If you're local, it's easier.
We got some parts. Yeah, I guess that's true. We figured out exactly what we need to get the audio. We just got to find who sells it.
Yeah. Amazon's out of stock. So,
yeah. So once we can get that.
Could have some call-ins and talk to people, anyone from San Diego to New York. So,
bet. Well, folks, have a great week.
Yeah. Where we go one, we go all.
May God bless us all.